Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking Sherrard Tiger baseball with junior A.J. Hattelstad. He's off to a nice start pitching-wise for Sherrard. The Tigers have played only four games. They're 3-1, and A.J.'s 2-0 on the mound, and he pitched an impressive game Tuesday, a 76-pitch complete game. They beat United Township out of the Western Big Six 2-1. So first up, A.J., nice going. What's been working for you on the mound so far in the 2017 campaign?
Thank you, Jim. What's been working is I've been hitting my spots. I got my curveball going pretty well, and I've been able to throw that on the outside corner pretty consistently. And when the ball is put in play, my team makes the play. So that helps a lot on the mound when you have a defense behind you that you know will make the play.
And you don't have to worry about a pitch count rule, right, if you can get a complete game in 76 pitches. And your coach brought up an interesting topic of conversation about kind of the approach now when you do take to the mound. And, you know, in past years, maybe an 0-2 type of situation, you can kind of waste a pitch. That's really not necessarily the case anymore in IHSA baseball, is it? How much has the rule change, you think, impacted the approach of pitchers in high school baseball?
I think it's quite different because, like you said, on 0-2, a lot of the times coaches would call like a high fastball or like a pretty outside fastball that the hitter would have a tough time hitting, but now that's not the case. Usually you have to go in the zone somewhere to try to limit the pitch count. Like, so we'd go like a outside fastball like around the corner or a curveball, so the hitters they know that it's probably going to be a strike.
Yeah, and the other thing I look at early in the season, how do you stay sharp? And you talk about hitting the corners. You know, pitching in a live game is a lot different than pitching in the gym, in an open gym, or, you know, a bullpen session. You know what a real game is, and you know what a real game isn't. How have you stayed so sharp early in the season, and how tough has that been, I guess?
Well, it is a little different when you actually get a live batter in a live situation. And during practice, we've done some, like, inner squads, so we do get to see some live batters. So I think that helped a lot. Yeah.
What do you think of this bunch here in 2017? Off to a nice start, 3-1. So what about the Tiger baseball squad in 2017? What do you think?
I think we're going to have a really successful season. Our batting is a lot further than we expected. We're hitting the ball really hard, and the defensive end, we're playing pretty clean. And, you know, if you have to win ball games, you have to play clean and hit the ball. And I think we're doing all that.
Yeah, well, that's great. And, again, a 3-1 start. Now, your baseball resume, if I remember correctly, pretty impressive, right? You've been playing, like, travel baseball since, what, like, age 2? I know it hasn't been that young, but did you play through the Hitmen organization? What about kind of your baseball pedigree?
Yep, I've played 8 through 14. I've had 3 different coaches, and they've all been great. And, like, I've at 8 through 12, 10, I had Pat Rangel. 10 through 12, I had 10 through 12, I had Scott Harding. And then 12 through 14, I had Mark Roaring. And they're all super good coaches. So that's helped me become a successful baseball player.
All right, we'll get out and see the Sherrard Tiger baseball team play. They're off to a 3-1 start. A.J. Hattelstad pitched a gem earlier this week, a 76-pitch complete game, a 2-1 win over UT. A.J., nice going. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor for the High School Sports Spotlight.